This is Infants on Thrones.
Minisode.
It's Carl, the casual Satanist.
Yeah, drive safely.
Goodbye, Carl.
Okay, goodbye. Seriously, Mom? Jesus Christ.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Carl! How are you?
I'm all right.
Well, that's good. How's the new place?
Yeah, I'm settling in. I just had a visitor, actually. I wanted to tell you about it. So.
Oh, really? That's great.
Yeah, it was Mr. Grayson.
Oh, what a nice surprise. You remember him, don't you?
Mom?
What?
Did you send him to my house?
Did I? Oh, you know what? I did run into him when they were visiting for Solstice, and he was asking about you, so I told him maybe he should stop by. Didn't I mention that?
No, you didn't mention that.
Oh.
I don't think you did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mom?
Yes?
Why did you send him to my house?
Well, you said at the wedding you had some doubts.
I freaking knew it.
And Dr. Grayson knows quite a lot, so I thought that maybe he could help you work through those doubts.
Well, Mom.
What?
Doesn't that seem kind of rude?
Rude? No. How is that rude? He's an old friend.
I mean, this is hard enough as it is without you trying to pull the strings, control me from a distance.
I wasn't trying to control you. I just thought that maybe it would help to hear the other side. After all that anti-stuff you've been reading.
Well, Mom, it's not anti-stuff, Mom. They're just facts. Some of it's critical, sure. That's not why I'm reading it. I'm just weighing the evidence, trying to draw some conclusions.
Well, you know, if you're listening to different facts and trying to make up your mind, I don't see why it's so bad to have someone with some knowledge talk to you about the other side. Isn't it important to give both sides equal time?
Sure, but shouldn't that be my choice, who I listen to and when?
Of course. It's always been your decision. I didn't force you.
Actually, you kind of did. When you send a longtime family friend to my house without telling me, that kind of limits my options, Mom.
Well, you didn't have to let him in.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, right. What am I going to do? Slam the door in his face? The guy was my scout leader, for crying out.
Okay, fine. I'm sorry you felt like I was controlling you. I just don't see the big deal with listening to another perspective.
It isn't a big deal. The big deal is having someone from my childhood ambush me in my house.
Ambush.
It would have been fine. It would have been fine if you asked me, but when you make that decision for me by sending him over without my knowledge, it makes me think that you don't see me as, like, an adult.
Well, I'm sorry you felt ambushed. That wasn't my intention. I just thought if you could give equal time to both sides of the argument...
Mom, don't you think I've been doing that? Do you think I just woke up one morning and said, well, I'm going to shed my entire upbringing today? When I started finding out about all of this, I read everything I could get my hands on. I was trying to find something, anything to explain it away. And if we're talking about equal time, look, I spent my whole life in the church, childhood, adolescence, 2-year pledge in Portugal. That was like 25 years. So it seems like the whole time scale is already a bit tipped in that direction. Wouldn't you say? I'd have to spend like years reading nothing but anti stuff for it to be equal time.
No, not necessarily.
Okay, all right, fine. Forget about that. That's another topic. The point is that this wasn't something I did like willy-nilly, and the fact that you think I ended up where I am just because it didn't occur to me to consider the other side makes me think that you see me like a child or something.
Carl, I'm sorry you feel that way. I don't see you as a child, and I do take your concerns very seriously. That's why I had Dr. Grayson come by. I thought he could help you.
Okay, all right. I can see that. But do you at least recognize how sending him over without my knowledge might make me feel like you don't respect me or see me as like a peer or like an adult?
If you say so, then I believe you.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. You're not even going to acknowledge it, are you?
I said I believe you.
Fine. Fine. If that's as close as I'm gonna get, fine. I'll take it.
So, did it help?
Yeah. I mean, it helps a bit to hear you say that.
No,
yeah.
I mean the visit. Was Dr. Grayson able to help you out?
Oh, right. I don't know. I'm not sure. I guess not really.
Really? Why not?
I don't know.
Did he tell you about Stonehenge?
Yes, he told me about Stonehenge.
And the goat bones?
Yes, he told me about the goat bones.
So what about that?
I don't know. I didn't really find it very compelling.
How come? How is that not compelling?
Well, I don't know. It all seemed kind of thin. I mean, I can see how that might sound convincing at first, but then you start to think about it, and it just kind of falls apart for me. It sounded like a bunch of, random factoids he just cherry-picked from human history and then projected Satanist, ideas onto them.
Well, did you chant about it to ask if it was true?
No.
Well, why not?
Why would I? I mean, he's making an intellectual argument. Why do I need to chant about that? Why don't I just, study, think about it, see if it makes sense?
Because, Carl, our intellects are just imperfect tools for gaining knowledge. They can be helpful, but there are other forms of truth that our mere mortal minds just can't grasp. You have to reach out with your spirit. Then the dark presence can show you the truth of all things.
But, like, how far does that go? Should I chant about whether or not gravity is true?
Son, all I want you to do is try it. Will you just try it?
Okay,
will
come
you
on.
Chant?
Oh, my God. Mom, just don't do the will you thing.
Son, will you please?
Fine.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And next time, okay. I will ask before I have someone drop by.
Mom, please don't send anyone else.
Why not?
Why? It's just, I don't want to go through that again.
What's wrong with a little more information? What could it hurt?
It's not going to hurt anything, per se. This is something I want to go through on my own. In private.
I wish you would keep it private.
Hold on. What is that supposed to mean?
Never mind.
No, I won't never mind. Clearly something's on your mind. What is it?
Well, if you must know, your cousin Jeffrey was in the middle of putting in his pledge papers when he read something on your Facebook wall about storms or something. And the next thing you know, he stopped cold. Now he says he doesn't even know if he'll go anymore. Your Aunt Maria's heartsick about it.
Well, Mom, that's my own private Facebook wall. It's not like I tagged him in it or anything. I just put it there because, I thought it was, interesting.
It's fine if you have your own issues or beliefs or whatever, but I just think it's irresponsible to broadcast them to other people.
Wait a second. You and Aunt Marie post stuff about your beliefs all the time, but I share one article that I genuinely just find interesting, and you say I should keep it to myself? That's a total double standard.
It is a different standard because I'm sharing things that are uplifting. Oh, I'm trying to build people up. You're sharing things that are destructive.
Mom, it was just an article that described the science behind detecting weather patterns that I shared on my own wall. All I said that I thought was interesting. I wasn't like a tag Jeffrey and was like, hey, look how stupid Satanism is, LOL. And I definitely wasn't the one telling him that hurricanes were caused by demonic forces rather than air pressure differentials. You have your precious black book to thank for that. So,
well, it certainly sounds like you've made up your mind about the black book. That doesn't sound like someone who has many doubts to me.
Well,
so
okay.
So what is it that you believe exactly?
Look, I don't really want to get into this right now, Mom.
Come on, it's just, son. You asked me to treat you like an adult. Now you treat me like one. Tell me what you believe. I can take it.
All right, you make a fair point. Okay, here goes. I guess if I had to put it into words, I'd say I guess you're right. I pretty much made up my mind at this point. I'm not really searching for answers anymore. I was, but I feel like I found the answers, which is why you know, I came to the conclusions that I did come to.
Which are?
I don't believe that the Black Book is really in, you know, the ancient words of Satan, or that, you know, the church is the one true church of Satan. I don't know. I don't really believe in Satan at all when it comes back to it. This is why I didn't want to do this. Mom, I'm sorry.
I just can't help feeling like if I'd just been better about family chanting and activity nights when you were a little boy.
Oh, Mom, please don't blame yourself. Please, you're great. I love you. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I've ever done something to hurt you and send you down this path. I always put your name in the temple chant box when I get the chance, but I know I don't go as often as I should.
No, Mom, no, please. Please don't do this. It's not your fault. Look, I'm sorry.
It is. It is my fault. I'm sorry.
Hey, Mom, who was the other person you wanted me to talk to, huh? Who's?
Oh, it's no use. Was it? If you've already made up your mind, there's no point.
No, well, you know, you never know, you know.
Really?
So, yeah.
Well, if you really want to, send you his information.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, anything else?
No, I gotta get going, actually. So. Yeah.
Okay. I just love you so much.
I love you too, Mom. You're a wonderful mother. I love you so much. I love you.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
It's Carl, the casual Satanist.
Thank you for listening to
Infants on Thrones.